Welcome to the Chic Perspective Show. I'm Elizabeth Gordon, the author of The Chic Entrepreneur, Put Your Business in Higher Heels. The Chic Perspective Show is a weekly radio show for women who are interested in learning more about business and business ownership, and most of all, entrepreneurial success. We have interviewed hundreds of women who have told their stories of chic success and how they've succeeded with style. And I'm excited to introduce you to my next guest, who is Cynthia Good, the editor, co-founder, and CEO of Pink. Now, Cynthia has had a very exciting career, and I know she's been a role model to hundreds and thousands of women around the world. So I'm so excited to have the opportunity to talk with her about her story and some of the wonderful things that are going on with Pink and the Little Pink book. If you haven't found out about that, we're going to tell you all about it. Cynthia, welcome to the Chic Perspective Show.
Thanks so much, Elizabeth. What a kind introduction. I appreciate it and happy to be here.
I am happy to have you on, and I want to give you the opportunity to tell our listeners a little bit about your background, because you have done a lot of wonderful things in your career. Tell everyone how you first got started.
Well, Elizabeth, for my entire career, I've really been in media because my favorite thing to do really is to share examples of what's happening in the world, because then you see changes that occur immediately as a result. So really the most exciting thing for me right now is to share a Little Pink book, Pink and Little Pink book, with the world. It's the daily e-note that goes to women all over the United States and women in 126 foreign countries as well. And it shows success secrets so that you can take your business or your career to the next level by seeing how so many other women have done it. But I've always been in media, whether it was television or writing books, and now really for the last 6 years through Pink and Little Pink Book.
And I know your subscribership has increased dramatically. The reviews, I talk to people all the time who say, oh, do you get the Little Pink book? I love it. It's a really great short tips, the things that women really want to know. And you've worked focused on women with, you know, your last two magazines, Pink and Atlanta Woman. And I want to know what you found out about women and business women, career-focused women. What are they really looking for, and what kind of advice and tips do they most yearn to hear about?
Well, you're right. And when we launched Atlanta Woman magazine, we instantaneously realized that we were really hitting upon something, that nobody else was speaking just to women who want to take their careers to the next level. There was no other publication that really spoke to this demographic. And it's amazing to me, Elizabeth, how just a little bit of information, the kinds of information, you know, that we share every day through Little Pink Book, can dramatically improve a woman's career, her business, and hence her life. Because there are some things that, you know, and you hate to stereotype, but there are some things that the guys are doing that we're just not doing. And we need to step it up, and we have the opportunity to step it up. So that's why we want to share information that will allow women to act in their own best interests.
So a lot of things have happened in the economy globally over the last couple of years, and some pretty dramatic shifts have taken place. What do you think the impact has been on the business woman or the career-focused woman? Are there new trends that we need to be aware of?
Absolutely, there are new trends, and I think most of them are positive. I'm a fairly optimistic person. You've heard that this Great Recession has been referred to as a man-cession. A lot of those who lost their jobs, actually the vast majority of those who lost their jobs, have been men, and it has opened the door for women to rise up through the ranks and take on new opportunities that were previously off-limits for them. It's also been a catalyst for many women who are leaving the corporate world to go ahead and have the courage to do what they love, which is the master idea, Pink, and follow a dream and start a business. We know that women are starting businesses twice the rate of men, but we also know that twice as many women fail to hit that $1 million mark. So that's really the trend that we're seeing, that women are poised now to take advantage of these opportunities, but they need to monetize these opportunities, and they can do that by really acting in their own enlightened self-interest.
And you've been a real champion of helping women to break that $1 million mark, to think big, to strive for more, and to go after kind of a larger piece of the pie that's out there. Tell us how you've done it. What are some of the reasons that you feel like you've been able to make such dramatic strides and make such a large impact?
Well, I think, you know, Pink, pretty much right out of the chute when we launched the magazine in 2005, we surpassed that $1 million mark. In fact, I think we doubled it and then tripled it the next year and then went on from there. But I think, it really requires a particular mindset. It requires access to capital. It requires business acumen, I think, that a lot of women don't have access to. Women are graduating colleges at greater rates than men. They have more graduate degrees than men. But when it comes to MBA programs, that's where we seem to be falling short. And the women that we interview who are very effective and have businesses, and, you know, we interviewed Susan Nethero as a $39 million a year business, and so many women who have even a $1 billion business. And it's interesting to hear from them, you know, on a daily basis. Every Monday, by the way, the Little Pink Book piece is focused just on women entrepreneurs. So to hear from them how they have been able to do it. And they do it because of things like innovation. They do it because they refuse to accept no as an answer. They do it because they are fiercely determined and optimistic. They do it because they network in different ways. We're working on a piece right now about how women are mentored, but men don't have mentors. They have sponsors. They aren't just getting feedback and encouragement and advice from their mentors like we are. They're getting promotions. They're getting business deals, or if not, they are getting access to those who can, you know, help them succeed in a way that's very tangible rather than just reflective.
Right. And I think those are the things that, you know, the ability to actually close the deal. It's one thing to get a little advice or a tip or an introduction even. But when somebody actually sponsors you in a meeting and stands up for you and says, this is the person that needs to get to that next level, or this is the person we need to give the business to, that's what really makes a big difference and gives you that edge in business. So what do you think is behind the differences between the way that women mentor others and guys get their friends promoted?
Well, I mean, I think part of it, you know, and you can point internally or externally. I mean, certainly to me, the biggest part is, and it's the mantra here at Pink, is, you know, you got to ask for what you want. Nobody's going to figure it out on their own. We like to make people guess, whether it's at work with our boss or in our personal relationships. You know, when it comes to everything we need in our lives, the temptation is just people will know that we need this and that we want it, and they'll offer it to us, but that's just not the case. You have to ask for what you want. If you don't ask for it, I promise you, you probably won't get it. And asking is for free. And if somebody tells you no, my line is that no is really an invitation to try again. And the guys all know that. It's just they get it. But for some reason, I think we tend too often to take it personally, and we take it as something that's definitive when it's really not.
That's an interesting point, because I do think there's something behind that, taking business personally versus realizing business is business. And it's a game, and there's certain rules. And knowing those rules and knowing how to play the game certainly does seem to give certain people an edge over the competition.
Yeah, I really do think that's true, Elizabeth. And I think that too many of us take it for granted that women are in charge these days, because the women we do see, you know, the Hillary Clintons of the world are very high profile, the Nancy Pelosi's of the world. And yet, while 89% of the American public is comfortable with women being in leadership positions, only 18% of leadership jobs across industries are filled with women. So that is still a huge huge disconnect there. And, you know, it's something we need to be mindful of and think about in our own lives, your listeners. What can everybody listening today do to change that in her own life? Because every time one woman gets ahead, you know, and reaches her goal and fulfills her dream, we all are better off. Because then it's something that's accepted. It's real. It becomes normal.
And the trends about women and the amount of money that women control, especially in the U.S., but even growing internationally as well. I find it astounding when you see that, you know, 80% of all purchase decisions get made by women, and yet we're still not in as many leadership roles or as many financial leadership roles. What do you think women can do to get more comfortable with actually asserting their economic power in the workplace?
Well, I think, you know, you hit the nail on the head. I mean, we are not aware of how much power we wield. We need to have that confidence level because we do have that financial power. And, you know, we need to support the companies that are speaking to us. When we launched the magazine several years ago, we couldn't find any advertising, or very little, that was directed specifically at women. So it's great to see that landscape changing. I mean, the other thing we do is the companies that we align ourselves with, that Pink works with, you know, the company, if you visit littlepinkbook.com, for instance, you're going to see the Home Depot. You're going to see FedEx. That's an example of two companies that very much value and support women. The upcoming event, which I know we're going to talk about in a bit, is presented by, for the second year in a row, MetLife. The others include Southern Company as a sponsor, the Coca-Cola Company, Jackson Lewis Law Firm, Microsoft, FedEx, OfficeMax, ING, Ernst & Young. These are the companies that are really stepping up and saying, we want to see women succeed as we want to see them succeed as individuals, as employees. We value them as consumers. I think there's a real differentiator between the businesses that do and don't, and those are the ones who deserve our business, I think. And at the end of the day, you know, we can allow the power of the dollar to speak for itself by deciding where to spend it, who to vote for, making big decisions like that.
And you've done a great job in getting some terrific sponsors, and I'm glad you had the chance to mention some of them. What are your sponsors saying about Little Pink Book and the exposure that it's given them to this all-important female dollar?
We have a great letter. Actually, it's on a news release. It's on the website now, where MetLife, some of the decision makers over there, talk about how much they do value women as customers and women as employees, and how much they value the opportunity to bring events like this to women everywhere to help women become more successful. So it's just really exciting to see, and exciting to see more companies step it up and say, okay, we get it. We know that you are powerful. We know that you need this information, and you ought to have the opportunity to be as successful and as you want, and to reach all of your dreams and goals.
And I am really excited about your fall empowerment event, because in addition to getting a daily email with some tips and advice on how to be more successful, one of the other things that is so effective in continuing to move the ball forward and advance one's career is getting together on a regular basis with other successful women and getting to hear from really successful superstars and get their real stories in person, live. So in Atlanta,
right,
November 15th at the Intercontinental Buckhead, you've got, and this is the sixth annual fall.
Yes, it is. Yes,
so tell us about it.
Well, I, you know, just what you said exactly is it. It's a chance to come have lunch a little bit before lunch, starts at 11 o'clock with lots of networking, and please take advantage of the networking opportunity, because, again, women are notorious for talking about their personal lives and their vacation and the husband or the boyfriend and the kids. We forget to talk about business stuff, what you're looking for in your business, what you're looking for in your career. This is a really great opportunity to network with decision makers who can help you advance your career, who can help you plug into a new, better job or close a piece of business. So we're going to do that for about a little over an hour, and then we're going to have the chance to have a lovely lunch, because they always do a great job at the Intercontinental, and hear from four of the women business leaders who are four of some of the most influential women in business in this country. And as we've been talking about, Elizabeth, very few women reach those top jobs. So what we want to do, we do it all the time through Little Pink Book, profiling exclusively top women in business every Wednesday, and also live and in person at these events. Give these business leaders a chance to sit on the dais and tell us, how are they able to achieve all this when the vast majority of women do not? So it'll be really interesting to hear what they have to say. We've got a really diverse, cool panel this year.
I can't wait. And I want to ask you, Cynthia, what mentors and advisors have influenced you in your career?
You know, Elizabeth, every time we have an event like this, every time we interview one of these women, I learn so much. Every woman we have ever interviewed is a mentor to me. At this event, and actually we're going to be doing a profile, an exclusive profile on these women too, so watch out for that on littlepinkbook.com, even if you can't get to the event through our daily e-note. But for instance, Lisa Price, she owns a company called Carol's Daughter. She has many standalone stores all over the country, including one that just opened in Lenox. Her beauty products are being sold everywhere, stores like Macy's and Sephora and many, many more, a multi-million-dollar business. So you'll hear from her how she did it. Emily Giffen, who's one of the panelists, was an attorney. She decided she wanted to follow her heart. She had the courage to do what she loves, and she became a writer. And now her book, she's got five novels. They're on the best-selling list, the New York Times best-selling list. Three of them have been optioned for films. 5 million copies are in print globally. And then the other two women, Penny McIntyre, who is the only female corporate officer of Newell Rubbermaid, will be on the panel. She's a group president for Newell Rubbermaid. I think there are only four globally. And you will see, when you hear her, and we've done a piece on her that you can access on the website too, how she's shifting culture. And how did she make her decisions to get to the very top? And also Pam Blalock, one of the highest-ranking women at all of MetLife. So they're my mentors.
It's an impressive panel, and it's wonderful to get to hear the story behind the success, because sometimes I think when you see women that have reached those heights, they almost seem untouchable. And so getting to see them in person or to really read about the real scoop, I know it's very inspiring for a lot of people.
Yeah, and Elizabeth, for some reason, when we interview these women, we just interviewed the CEO of NPR the other day, so look out for that. And the women, when they're on the panels, it's fascinating to me that they are so candid. Political correctness just gets swept under the rug because they talk about real stuff. Because it's not so easy out there, and you also get a chance to learn about the price that they pay, you know, and the tough decisions they make and how they deal with that, so that then you can filter that through your own set of priorities and goals to decide what kind of a life and career you want to create for yourself. So it's very exciting.
Yeah, I'm always amazed at how grounded these superstar success story people are, because they're just real people, and they have challenges as much as they have success. Cynthia, what's the biggest challenge that you faced in your career?
Oh gosh, I always go after the opportunities that everyone says are impossible. So I bring it on myself. I mean, when we launched Pink, you know, everyone said you'll never do it, you can't play, and you know, it was a big boys club, and we did, and we've succeeded, and we've given them a run for their money. And you know, for me, it's really that, the challenges that I thrust upon myself, but it makes life exciting, and it's always a chance to push yourself and learn something new.
So what's given you the courage to take such risks and to dare to do things that people think you can't do?
Oh, probably comes from a place that's somewhat neurotic, you know, wanting to do what has never been done. Probably to be told as a girl, you know, you're a girl, maybe you can't do all these things that you want to do. And so I was one of those girls that said, just watch this. And it's interesting, though, because I know so many of the success stories, so many of the women we feature, they have parents and role models who said, you can do anything you dream of, and my background was a little bit different. And I think it's just, you know, it's hard for me really as a journalist, in addition to a business owner, but to watch things play out and to watch the inequities that still exist, whether it's that, you know, close to 20% pay gap that continues and not do anything about it. So that's really what drives me, you know, to see that some women are doing so well and thriving and others just continue to hit a brick wall. So that's an opportunity for me to say, okay, well, I can do something to change that. Let's share some of these solutions and some of these challenges, and we'll see people have an opportunity to change their position in their lives.
And you have had an amazing impact, and it is really exciting when you start to see that those dreams come into reality and that you're touching lives, hundreds and thousands of lives of people all over the globe. So my question is, what's next? You're so ambitious and you always have a new dream on the horizon. I know that you've had a lot of success with Little Pink Book. Is there anything else that we can be on the lookout for from you?
I think so. I think the goal now really is really to take Little Pink Book out there to the marketplace and to the world. We're sending out about 1.5 million e-notes a month. I think we ought to be doing 10 times that amount in terms of reach, just because there are so many women, I think, who can really benefit from sharing tools, tactics, and strategies for greater success and the stories of other women who have successfully achieve their dreams. So that's really what's next. We have this event in mid-November we're really excited about. We're going to be doing another one in the spring. We started doing events every spring just for women business owners to help them. So we're excited about planning that. That's really what's next most immediately. And then I've got these two great kids I'm raising too, along with my wonderful husband. And so that's a big priority for me.
Yes, you're very grounded in the local community as well. You've done a lot of things to give back. Tell us a little bit about some of the nonprofits and volunteer work that you've been involved in.
Well, I've done a lot of that, and really the big focus through Pink is to support nonprofits that help women and girls. So every time we do an event, we adopt a nonprofit. This event, it will be Kate's Club. To date, we have raised $70,000 in cash for these nonprofits nationwide, which we're very, very proud of. And, of course, Atlanta is such a great community. So many companies come out to support our drawing at every event, and they're great prizes. I mean, Tiffany is giving away a prize, and Stewart & Company Salon has a prize, and In the Present is giving away a watch, and I think there are Atlanta Opera tickets available, and a dinner from Here to Serve Restaurant. So a lot of fun things are going to be given away, prizes and gifts for a good cause.
That's terrific. Now, Atlanta is a very entrepreneurial community, wouldn't you say? Has it been a great place to launch a business or multiple businesses for you?
I think so. I think Atlanta is a great place for so many entrepreneurs, of course, here, so many women who are starting businesses here. And I think the corporate community here is very powerful and has been very, very supportive. And the event that we have in the spring with these women entrepreneurs is so much fun. Many of them have booths, you know, so they can show their products and demonstrate what they're all about to those attending, which is great. And then we have breakout sessions, so everybody gets to learn. And it's the energy is just something you can touch.
Now, I also wanted to touch on the Minute Mentoring segments. What are those, and how can people benefit from listening in?
Well, you know, we all know about the value of mentoring. Huge percentage of women who have succeeded and reached their goals have been mentored, virtually all. I think it's like 86%. So, but it's time-consuming. So what we've begun doing is delivering mentoring in a minute. That's what we're delivering now. We do it via Little Pink Book. So you'll get your Little Pink Book in your inbox, and it will say, click here for today's Minute Mentor segment. And they're from some of the most powerful business leaders. They're from experts on a variety of issues. We just did one with one of the law partners at Jackson Lewis on how do you fire an employee in a way that's legal and as positive as can be possible. How do you get your next promotion? How do you get a pay increase? How do you deal with mistakes and embarrassing moments. We interview the highest ranking woman, the only woman in an executive corporate level position for Intercontinental Hotels Group, and she talked about her success secrets. The woman who's the CEO of Woman and Company talked about the importance of authenticity and how can you be authentic at work. So this is just a chance to mentor everybody in just 1 minute, but at a very, very high level. So it's something that you can do and see, and it's easy, and it's right there accessible from your laptop.
That's terrific. And I love that you share not just the good, but the bad and the ugly and the real inside scoop that goes on behind the scenes, because that's what women really need to know.
And I think you're right.
I want to ask you now to share your chic tip with our listeners. I like to have all of my guests share one signature tip that's really helped them in their career success. And I know you have probably have, you know, half a million to
I know,
choose
I was thinking,
from.
You read my mind. Does it have to be just one? How about one long sentence?
Yeah. A run-on sentence. Go ahead.
Okay, well, just for sure, have the courage to do what you love. I think it boils down to that. And just remember, your job starts when somebody else says no. Ban the word can't and ask for what you want, and it will be yours.
I like to hear that. And I can't wait for the Fall Empowerment event. Again,
I hope you're coming, aren't
November
you?
November 15th.
Come
we will be
guest,
there.
Elizabeth.
Absolutely.
Excellent.
I think we're going to try and do a live broadcast from the event of the show.
Fantastic.
So,
and we'll make these women available to you, of course. They're very impressive.
It is a great event. I want everyone that is on the air right now to definitely go ahead and buy your ticket and follow Little Pink Book on Twitter as well.
And the mayor will be there delivering opening remarks, so that will be nice.
Oh, it's
and
a Suchita very impressive
lineup. And
Suchita
is going to
lineup.
Be the moderator, Suchita, from Fox 5, Good Day Atlanta.
That's fantastic.
She's terrific, too.
Well, Cynthia.
So I'll look forward to seeing everybody there.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks so much for joining us today on the Chic Perspective Show. And I'll see you soon. And thank you to all of our listeners for tuning in today to hear another story about women succeeding with style, their own personal style. Check out more success stories and Chic Perspectives interviews at businessradiox.com and find out more about the Chic Entrepreneur at chicentrepreneur.com. You can also find my business, Flourishing Business, at flourishingbusiness.com. Until next time, I wish you all chic success. ¶¶